It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show here on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2022, 9:09 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got plenty of local news and happenings coming your way here on Red Rock 92. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How we doing today?
Doing great.
Good deal.
It's going to be a big day today with Red Rock. We've got Christmas music playing all the time, great classic hits, and we're going to have three basketball games today.
Yeah, that's right. Starting it off with the San Juan Broncos there at the Sevier Center in Richfield playing in a tournament. They're playing at 2:30 today.
Against Manti.
Yeah, Sifford will be on the air with that broadcast. And then Monticello hosting Tabiona this evening, both boys and girls. So we'll be broadcasting both those games tonight at 5:30 and 7. And then Rhett will be in Richfield tomorrow for a game at 1:30.
Yeah, it's so, here.
Yes, yeah. It's
we caught our breath for a couple of weeks, but now we're hitting the ground running again.
Yep, yeah. Football wrapped up and basketball underway.
This will be our first broadcast of the Broncos so far. They've played a couple of games, but we were unable to cover them. But now I'm anxious to see how they're going to do. Defending state champions who graduated every starter and
most of the bench. So
I know they've been working hard and they're excited. And of course, Monticello. It'll be nice to have both boys and girls tonight. Mm-hmm. Tabiona's tough. The Tabiona girls were second place in the state last year.
Yeah.
And the boys are always tough. And anyway, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of local news and happenings here this morning on the Red Rock Morning Show, including some look at the Navajo Nation general election. Those were certified by the Navajo Board of Election Supervisors on Tuesday, November 22nd. The results of the election include a new president for the Navajo Nation from the Red Mesa chapter, as well as the first woman vice president of the Navajo Nation. Results also saw one Navajo Nation incumbent from Utah reelected and two new representatives for Utah Dene is elected to the council. Information published by the Navajo Election Administration offers a more detailed look at the results of the November election. And at the San Juan Record, we specifically looked at those chapters with parts of San Juan County or Utah in their chapter. In the Navajo Nation presidential election, candidate Boo Nigrin and running mate Rochelle Montoya won 52.58% of the vote on the Navajo Nation, while incumbent Jonathan Nez and Chad Abeda earned 47.32% of the vote. Six of the seven Utah chapters voted for Nigrin at a higher rate than the rest of the Navajo Nation. In fact, Nigrin's three greatest margins of victory came from Utah chapters. Not surprisingly, Nigrin won his home chapter of Red Mesa by the largest margin, winning 76.32% of the vote. Nigrin also won Mexican Water chapter by 72.38% of the vote, and Dana Hotso by 70% of the vote. Nigrin was also preferred by voters in Aneth, where he won 65% of the vote, Tisnos Post, where he won 60% of the vote, and Oljeto, where he won 55% of the vote. Voters in Natsasan Navajo Mountain chapter preferred incumbent Jonathan Nez, who earned 55.7% of their vote. Navajo Nation voters also selected delegates to the Navajo Nation Council. Incumbent Herman M. Daniels was reelected to the council, defeating Henry Hank Stevens to represent Navajo Mountain and Oljeto chapters, as well as Shonto and Tsabikin. He earned 53% of the vote across all those represented areas. He won both Utah chapters, although Stevens kept the margin closer in those chapters. Daniels earned 53.5% of the vote in Oljeto and 51% of the vote in Natsasan. He had just three votes more than Stevens among Navajo Mountain voters. Of course, Hank Stevens is from the Navajo Mountain chapter. Also elected to the Navajo Nation Council was Curtis Yanito. Yanito defeated Davis Filfred to represent Mexican Water, Tolkien, Tisnos Post, Aneth, and Red Mesa. Yanito earned 58% of the vote. He won each of the four Utah chapters, including Mexican Water, by 64%, Tisnos Post by 61%, Anith by 55%, and Red Mesa by 54%. Also elected to the Navajo Nation Council was Shandeen Parrish, who defeated incumbent Nathaniel Brown to represent Chilchimbito, Kayenta, and Danahotso. While Parrish earned 52% of the vote in the area, Danahotso voters actually preferred her opponent, Brown, as he earned 52% of the vote in Danahotso. An unofficial turnout voter participation report released by the Navajo Election Administration showed that 53% of the 123,000 registered Navajo Nation voters cast ballots in the 2022 election. Turnout was higher than the Navajo Nation's average at 6 of the 7 Utah chapters, including Danahotso at 62%, Tisnos Post 57%, Red Mesa 54%, Oljeto 54%, Mexican Water 54%, and Anith 54%. Unofficial report listed 0 votes cast among the 676 registered voters in Navajo Mountain Chapter, but another report showed 323 ballots cast in the presidential election, which would have been a 47% voter turnout.
Very interesting. You know, this election, of course, the local council delegates have strong local connections, but both of the presidential delegates did. Red Mesa for Boone Igren, who was born in Blanding.
Yeah.
And then Shonto is the home of Jonathan Nez, and he served the area as a Navajo Nation delegate before he was elected president. So some familiar faces and some good competitive races, and it's good stuff.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. I mean, Boone Igren, you know, he's from Red Mesa, and I believe he's from the Utah side. He may be the first Utah Navajo Nation president. But again, Red Mesa, you know, the chapter house is in Utah, but the high school and the health centers in Arizona, yeah, it's right there on the border. So anyways, to be the next Navajo Nation president, and again, very much preferred by his fellow residents in Red Mesa and most of the Utah chapters. Again, Navajo Mountain voters voted for President Nez, and that's not as much a surprise again because they're right next to Shonto too. So, anyways.
You know, it's interesting. Growing up, it was a very strong sentiment that you heard that the Utah chapters and the Utah Navajo felt neglected by the Navajo Nation, and it's really been gratifying to see over the last few years strong local leadership from this area stand up and have a voice. And yeah. Now we've got the last two presidents, because Jonathan Nez was really closely tied. I served on the school board, and he came to a lot of school board meetings and was very involved in day-to-day understanding of what's going on and the challenges in people's lives. And I don't know if that was necessarily the case 20, 30 years ago, that Northern Navajo Nation, including Utah portion, felt adequately represented in tribal government.
And I believe it was, I'm not entirely sure, but I think it was during his administration that they started the Navajo-Utah Commission, which is all the chapter presidents and those Navajo Nation Council representatives.
Yeah, that's been around for quite a while, but it really took on increased visibility, and they really tackled some significant issues. It's been one of the good thing, I think, for the San Juan Record, and we've covered those Navajo-Utah Commission meetings, and there's a lot going on.
Yeah. And again, you know, you talk about that, you know, increased visibility or able to take on problems. And of course, you know, it is those, you know, presidential level, but it's also local chapter leaders too, you know, that really have made that push for their people as well. So anyways, it's been a positive progression for Utah Dene. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Really glad that you've joined us this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center of Moab send out a big holiday greeting to all the Red Rock 92 listeners. The Paint Center invites you to paint up and spruce up for the new year. Mad Bros Power Sports wants to remind you they have all the big boy toys for Christmas. Stop by 2471 South Highway 191 in Moab for everything you need at Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and here comes 2023.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Sportsbook thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one to score a bundle. Make a parlay bet up to $50 and Ute Mountain Casino will match it. Make the bets Fridays at noon to 1 p.m. Sunday. And every week, pick your pro favorites in Pigskin Payday. You could win free play and up to $200,000. It's all at Ute Mountain Casino Sportsbook, the place to watch, wager, and win. Details at utemountaincasino.com.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into this stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Tony and his stuff welcome you to Fiesta Mexicana. Come and enjoy the best Mexican food and best margaritas in town. Fiesta Mexicana, 202 Main Avenue, next to the liquor store. Fiesta Mexicana.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, December 2nd, 2022, 9:22 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92. And taking a look at some news in the area, Mesa Verde National Park is asking for folks' help in locating a trailer and tools that are missing from Mesa Verde. The white trailer was taken from the main park road near the entrance to the park. It's a white 20-foot double-axle pull-behind trailer displaying Colorado license plate DS1238. It's carrying two Honda generators and other construction equipment valued at over $40,000. Park officials say the activity occurred on Saturday, November 26, about 2:50 a.m. The equipment was being used by a contracting company clearing hazardous rocks from the main park roadway. As a result of the theft, roadwork will take longer than anticipated, increasing delays into the park. Information from the public is helpful. If you have any information that could help those find the people responsible or know of anyone that was aware of someone in the area of Main Park Road around 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Again on Saturday, November 26. They ask you to submit a tip. You can do it anonymously. There's a couple different options there. The ISB tip line is 888-653-0009. Again, 888-653-0009. So hopefully they find that trailer, Bill.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice trailer.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other items in the Red Rock listening area. The Navajo Nation Council issued a statement honoring and offering condolences to the family of Fannie Lo Atsidi. She was a longtime educator who passed away on Tuesday, November 29th. She was part of the Central Consolidated School District and taught for over 30 years before becoming a college instructor at Diné College and San Juan College. She was also appointed as the president of the Board of Regents for Diné College and awarded a Golden Apple Award for being the top teacher in the state of New Mexico. She served in the Shiprock community for a long time, so... again, Fannie Lo Atsidi has been recognized by the Navajo Nation Council for her years of service. And again, she passed away earlier this week. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have other funerals and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area.
And there are a number of them. Funeral services begin at 1 p.m. today for Nancy Williams of Moab. That will be held at the Sunset Memorial Garden Cemetery. Also at 10 a.m. this morning are services for Dalton Jantz, age 22 of Mancos. He is Montezuma County Sheriff's Deputy who died on Thanksgiving Day. Those services begin at 10 a.m. this morning at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds. Funeral services for Larry Johnson of Moab begin at 11 a.m. tomorrow at the Moab LDS Stake Center. Also, services for Donald Miller Stearman of Lewis will be held on tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Lewis Community Center. Graveside services for Isla Stewart begin at noon tomorrow at Sunset Memorial Gardens in the cemetery in Moab. Funeral services for Kathleen Bronson Buchanan begin at 11 a.m. on Monday at the Blanding South LDS Chapel. Funeral services for Brenda Balsley begin at 1 p.m. on next Friday, a week from today, at the Community Church in Moab. And a celebration of life for Monticello native Lloyd Blake will be held next Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Owl Club in Eureka, Nevada. For more information on these and other funerals, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a break and be back with more local news and happenings right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
The holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant, whatever it takes dealer, wants you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean the furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special now. Receive a full furnace cleaning and service for all Red Rock Radio listeners at a low, low price of only $89. That's only $89. Don't miss Moab Heat and Cool's $89 Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant, whatever it takes, for this limited time offer for our Red Rock family. Call 259-1519. That's 259-1519.
It's fall. That means it's time for the big yard sale at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. On top of the already low sale prices, now you can take another 50% off. That's up to 75% off retail. Now's the time to get ready for winter too, and Walker's True Value reminds you to check your gutters, furnace, and smoke detectors. Prep your sprinklers. Clean your fireplace and stock up for cold weather. Walker's True Value's got you covered on all your winter supplies. It's up to 75% off at the yard sale while supplies last at Walker's True Value, next to Walker Drug in Moab.
The holidays are here, and Emery Telcom has everything you need to stay connected with the ones you love. eFiber gives you super fast, reliable internet service. Call today to get your first month free. Check out Emery Telcom's wide array of phone plans for those late-night calls home. And bundle your internet or phone service with digital cable TV for a big value. Discounts are available for qualifying low-income households. In Moab, call 435-259-8521. In San Juan County, 435-270-4021. Keep your family connected this holiday season with Emery Telcom.
Tis the holiday season. Celebrate with regular visits to the Moab Chevron, where you can get some fuel for your car and fuel for your body with the fresh homemade food at Stew's Deli and the coldest beer in town. The Moab Chevron is locally owned, not a big corporate gas station, and ready to help you get on your way. The friendly staff at the Moab Chevron wishes everyone happy holidays and a great new year.
What's going on?
Today and tomorrow, join the Blanding Wellness Center for the Tree for All Gingerbread House Contest. There'll be tons of vendors, food, and entertainment, along with a tree auction, games, and prizes. And the kids can see Santa from 7 to 9 tonight and 10 to 11 tomorrow morning. Enter your gingerbread houses for the contest from 4 to 6 tonight. The event runs from 6 to 9 tonight and 9 to 2 tomorrow. Also today and tomorrow, the city of Moab will kick off the Christmas season with a holiday craft fair at the Moab Arts and Recreation Center, a Christmas tree lighting, and a Christmas light parade. Check moabhappenings.com for full details. The third annual Festival of Wreaths is underway in Cortez. It's family-friendly, free, and benefits people with disabilities. Play the scavenger hunt for a chance to win cash cards, bid on wreaths, and donate to support the cause. It's the main event of the Cortez Retail Enhancement Association's Hometown for the Holidays. Visit shopcortez.com for info. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday. We made it to the end of the work week, 9:32 a.m. on this Friday. It's December 2nd.
Yes, today, believe it or not, is National Mutt Day. So celebrate your mutt. It's also National Popping Corn Day. In 1885, so a long time ago, the first large industrial corn popper was invented and patented in Illinois. Man, is there anything better than big, freshly popped popcorn at a movie theater?
Yeah, that's great. I'm curious, industrial size. What industrial was that back then? Was that, you know, was that something that is small in comparison? Or I don't even know what an industrial size popcorn.
Well, like at a theater thing, I think. That, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, popping corn was rubbing a pan on the stovetop. That was a pain. They figured out, let's do this in bulk. Oh, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
On this day in 2001, Enron filed for bankruptcy. That was a pretty big event in the day. In 1823, on this day, President James Monroe announced what is known as the Monroe Doctrine, which told Europe to stay out of the Americas and we'll stay out of Europe. Anyway, it's pretty important in the development of North and South America. On this day in 1982, the first artificial heart was implanted in Barney Clark in Salt Lake City. That was big news. Hmm. So anyway, a lot happened today. Birthdays today, guitarist Rick Savage was born today in 1960. He's 62 years old. He was a founder of Def Leppard. Britney Spears is 41 years old today. She's no longer a high school girl. 41. Happy birthday today to Brian Bowring, Marcus Freeman, and Roy Romero. Birthdays tomorrow. A birthday tomorrow for Kay Shumway and Blanding. I like that guy. Happy birthday, everyone. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
We got one more for the weekend. It's Becky Acton's birthday on Sunday. So,
well, happy birthday, Becky.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we'll send you off to the on-air job fair. Then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Young's Machine Company in Monticello is looking for a parts assistant who has great customer service skills. You'll handle shipping, receiving, inventory, purchasing, answering phones, data entry, and other office work. Must be computer literate and good at handling multiple tasks. You'll work Monday through Thursday. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or email resumes to Young's Machine at frontiernet.net. Tryhurst Construction is seeking applicants for a project manager and superintendent. Project manager duties include managing and maintaining contracts, budgets, and owner-architect relations. The superintendent position duties include daily managing subcontractors and self-performed scopes for all jobs. For more information and to apply, go to tryhurstconstruction.com or call 435-485-0699. Again, visit TryHurstConstruction.com or call 485-0699. Grump Reese Ford of Moab is looking for a person who can be a customer service representative. Grump Reese is willing to train the right, helpful, and friendly applicant. Now here's your chance to be part of the automotive business with Grump Reese Ford. Full benefits and great work balance. The San Juan School District has openings for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, and substitute teachers. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215. Or visit us at www.sjsd.org. Announcing a real job with a future and ultimate stability. Come work with the Moab Post Office. Enjoy a rewarding career with a salary of over $40,000 a year with benefits for letter carriers and window clerks. The Moab Post Office invites all who are friendly to visit today.
The U.S. Post Office is having a job fair at Workforce Services, 457 King Creek Boulevard in Moab, on December 1st from 9 until noon. Come in and apply.
The United States Post Office in Moab has a job waiting for you. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is seeking a pharmacy technician. Training is provided for the right applicant with excellent wages and a new direction working with Walker Drug. Learn a new career as a trained pharmacy technician. Stop by the store for an application.
Looking for your next great adventure in nursing? Canyonlands Care Center in Moab is looking for CNAs at $20 an hour, CLPNs at $25 an hour, and RNs at $35.50 an hour. Come join their nursing family. Competitive pay, full benefits, and paid time off. Located behind the hospital. For more info, email jillian.fryer@cccmoab.org or call 435-719-4400.
TSA is hiring part-time transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These positions start at $21.98 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a preschool special education teacher, a high school special ed paraprofessional, a middle school boys basketball coach, a substitute bus driver, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District.
Listen every day to the On Air Job Fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Old man winter is upon us, and so are the holidays and winter driving. Come visit the fine folks at Point S Tires in Moab to get your tires, belts, and hoses checked. Point S Tires can handle all the maintenance your ride needs all winter long. The family at Point S Tires wishes you and yours a safe and healthy holiday season and a happy 2023.
Thinking of purchasing a home or refinancing your current mortgage? This is Britt Barton with Primary Residential Mortgage in Blanding. While rates aren't as insanely low as they have been, my team at PRMI has the experience and know-how to structure the best deal for you. Licensed in Utah and Colorado, we're ready to finance your dreams. We may not be out of this world like some claim to be, but as local lending experts for 28 years, no one does it better. Apply online at sitwithbritt.com or call 435-678-3535 to see what the right lender can do for you. Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3094.
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, announces their Black Friday sale through the month of November. Check out a two-person dome tent, only $19.95. Park bench, $99.99. 20% off cabin socks and fishing poles. Camp Pellet Grill, $499. And so much more. The Black Friday sale is on now. Hurry into Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, next to Walker's True Value.
It's the Big Ace Hardware Rapid and Red event going on now through Christmas at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Get 20% off LED celebration light sets. Save up to $200 on Traeger and Weber grills. And Ace Reward members get free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up. Plus, load up on stocking stuffers with great deals on Yeti drinkware, toys, and DeWalt Craftsman and Milwaukee Power Tools and Accessories. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys at the Rapid and Red event, now through Christmas, at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This high school sports report is brought to you by Knowles Home Furnishings, Moab's locally owned furniture, appliance, mattress, electronics, and flooring store since 1961.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. This weekend is going to be chock full of sports events all over the place for our local teams. We've got a big day of high school hoops for you right here on Red Rock 92 and pictureitpalmer.com. First off, the San Juan boys are taking on Manti in the 2A-3A season preview at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. Tips at 2:30 for that one, and we'll be on the air at 2 o'clock. Then the Monticello girls and boys host the Tabiona Tigers, starting with the girls at 5:30. Other action kicking off the weekend today. The Monument Valley and Whitehorse girls and boys and the Montezuma Cortez girls are all playing at the Shiprock Chieftain Invitational. The Nucla and Mancos girls are at a tournament in Meeker. The Mancos boys are in Gallup for a tournament. The Dove Creek girls and boys are playing in the Centauri tournament. The Dolores girls and boys are at the Sangre de Cristo shootout. The Montezuma Cortez boys are hosting the annual Panther shootout, and Grand County is also playing there. The Grand County wrestling team is hosting just about all the teams in our listening area in the annual Red Rock Invitational in Moab. Monument Valley is wrestling in the Nate Johnson Memorial in Red Mesa, and Whitehorse is at the Panguitch Invitational. And the Grand County swim team is hosting Millard, Morgan, and North End South Summit. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this Friday, December 2nd, 2022, 9:44 a.m. Okay, let's take a look at the regional sports report now, shall we? In the NFL, the Arizona Cardinals have a bye this weekend. The Denver Broncos are in Baltimore taking on the Ravens. 11 a.m. is that kickoff. All right, that's the NFL. In the NBA, our regional teams in action tonight, the Denver Nuggets in Atlanta taking on the Hawks tonight at 5:30 p.m. and Denver playing next in New Orleans at 1:30 on Sunday. Other regional teams in action, the Phoenix Suns hosting the Houston Rockets tonight at 7. Phoenix then playing next in San Antonio on Sunday at 2. Finally, the Utah Jazz hosting the Indiana Pacers tonight at 7, and the Portland Trailblazers tomorrow at 7. Well, that'll... the World Cup ongoing, as mentioned yesterday, the U.S. advanced. So they will be playing in the knockout round against the Netherlands Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Well, that's going to do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.